Proclamation number 8678, dated the November 19th, 1963. The most important commandment is to be fulfilled, love. You, who want to serve me, will repeatedly be reminded of the immense spiritual darkness which necessitates my gospel to be carried into the world, which alone is the true light that can penetrate the darkness providing it is offered in all purity, just as it once originated from me and is now conveyed to you from above to earth again. For only truth is the true light, but what became spoiled will only ever intensify the darkness. However, the reason why the darkness is so extensive is because many lies and errors were added to the spiritual knowledge which guaranteed the most brightly shining light when it came forth from me. And so it is necessary that people are correctly instructed, that they receive clarification about areas which so far were closed to them or were not truthfully brought to light. It is only important that people change their nature to love, that they overcome their selfish love and change it into selfless neighborly love. And this important teaching, the fulfillment of my commandment of love, was placed into the background whereas other teachings came to the forefront and people's endeavors were pushed in the wrong direction. Commandments are being observed and fulfilled which are utterly immaterial and don't lead to any kind of advancement for the soul. And love is being put aside which simultaneously means that the light cannot shine brightly, that it only glows faintly, that people's realization, their knowledge of truth, is therefore poor, that they exist in a spiritually darkened state, that they have an entirely wrong view of life, that they only ever strive for material possessions because no inner light is shining for them, which can only be kindled by love. If all preachers preached nothing else but love, if people were only ever encouraged to give up their selfish love and practice selfless neighborly love, truly, then they would also live in the light of realization, they would recognize the irrelevance of earthly commodities, they would establish the right kind of relationship as of a child to its father, for all this results in selfless, divine love. Instead, people are given misguided teachings. They are obliged to perform deeds and customs which can only be valued as external formalities and can never result into changing the state of the soul, because I only value what results in a living relationship with me, and this living bond with me can only be established through kind-hearted activity. And therefore I will continue sending my messengers into the world to proclaim the gospel of love to people. And I myself will always convey the pure gospel to you who want to accept it and pass it on. For by way of divine love, which you ought to practice, you will attain a living faith, you will arrive at the inner certainty that I am close to you and that you can associate with me directly. And by way of the light, which was kindled in you by love, you will also receive the kind of knowledge which corresponds to the truth. You will no longer live your earthly life in a blind state but possess truthful knowledge regarding the reason for your life on earth and the goal you are supposed to reach, hence also regarding the earthly task you ought to fulfill. And as soon as you know the truth, you will also achieve spiritual progress. Your earthly life will not be in vain, you will become more and more perfect, which, however, is only the result of receiving the pure truth from me. And this is what you much search for and desire, then you will also partake of it. Then you will always be considered by me, and then my adversary will have lost all claim on you, as soon as your nature has changed itself into love again, as you were in the beginning. Amen.